is the Friends with Boredom podcast with your hosts, Jonathan Alice Sayup and Chris Panic.
Okay, we're recording. Episode, is this number four or is this number five?
I'm pretty sure it's episode five, bro.
Well, for us it's five, but we were unable to release episode four. So where does this fall, like, chronologically?
What's that thing like Harry Potter? What was the platform? Like 3/4 or some shit?
Episode 3 3/4 or 4 4/4? Is that what this is?
Yeah, yeah. We could do 4 4/4 would be 5, bro. Stop.
I don't know. Dude, you know I don't do math. There's a lot of things they do and math isn't one of them.
Yeah, so let's just explain to everybody so everyone knows. So
yeah, tell them what had happened.
So we did record an episode. There was
one of the best episodes.
It's not like we like forgot about you guys or we like gave up or like, you know, we
to be fair, I gave up a little bit on social media because I've been so like burnt out and busy. But yeah, in regards to the podcast, we haven't given up.
Anyway, as I was saying,
sorry,
there was an episode. We recorded it. It was awesome. We talked about like San Diego Comic-Con, video games, Funko Pops, nerd stuff. It was good. We were very in our element. It was awesome.
We had our first throwback jam of the week.
Yeah, yeah. We introduced a segment you guys never heard. Anyway, and then John goes to edit it and all that good stuff, and he texts me and goes, "Yo, we're fucked." I'm like, "What do you mean we're fucked?" He's like, "Bro, we recorded it. My sound's all fucked up. That's it. We can't put it out." And then my man decides to go to Atlanta. He thinks that's more important than recording a podcast.
Yeah, so we record every weekend, once a weekend. And I just happened to be going to Atlanta the following weekend, so I couldn't record. I could have brought my stuff with me, but it would have been too much of a hassle. I was in a hotel room. It really wasn't going to be worth it. The best part about being in Atlanta, bro, is that the days seem to last longer than 24 hours. It's so weird. I was only there for a day and a half, and it felt like I was there for a fucking week. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's time, like, just slows down there. But, dude, I felt like I was there forever. It's crazy. It's like an alternate universe.
Does that mean you were having, like, a bad time?
No, I wasn't. I was having a good time, mostly. But it just, things were so slow there, dude. Like, I woke up at, like, 7 in the morning, ready to do my thing. And, you know, I watched TV for a while. I soaked in the bathtub. Like, because I don't have a bathtub where I live. I have a shower, a stand-up shower. So I wanted to enjoy that. And
who'd you go with?
I went by myself.
Oh, you went to Atlanta by yourself?
Yeah. So I saw the basketball tournament was on TV, and I decided, oh, let me go see Travis Diener. So I took an Uber from my hotel to the gym. I think Georgia State University Sports Center is what it's called, or Sports Arena. Anyway, I watched an entire game of basketball, and then I went to go get some tacos at this shitty taco place that Austin recommended. And that, to me, seems like something that would take all day. Waking up, soaking in a tub, watching TV, going to a basketball game, then eating tacos. That's an entire day for me, and that was only like the first 4 hours of my day. And I still had like 8 hours to kill, and I just didn't know what the fuck to do up there, man. It's one of those places where I feel like it would have been so much cooler if I had someone to go with. Someone who appreciates food, like I appreciate food. Specifically burgers, because I went to this place called Vortex, or The Vortex. Dude, the burger I got, yo, it got me so fucking hard, bro. I was so hard the entire time. Like, I was...
Yeah, bro. See, here's the thing. I know that you liked it. I can't picture it being good. As much as you liked it, bro, burgers like that with all the stuff on it are never good.
And here's the thing, and I knew you were going to say that because you said it that day when I sent you guys a picture of it. I almost always agree with that statement. The same statement you made, I agree with. Once you have too much stuff on the burger and it becomes overly difficult to eat, it's not really that good. But this burger, bro, was on just on another level.
Because you, because then they forget about the layers. Like each, if you're gonna do layers on a on anything, if you're gonna do multiple things in a thing, each layer has to be seasoned perfectly and taken care of and be its own thing. And then you put it together.
And that's why I felt like this burger really worked. Like, it had, obviously, the burger, which was great. I get my burgers somewhere between rare and medium rare. And then it had pulled pork. And the pulled pork was fucking delicious, man. It was out of this world. And then the fried egg, which it's hard to fuck up fried egg. You fry an egg with a little bit of salt and pepper. And then there's the Texas toast, which I think really just makes the goddamn burger. It was...
It sounds like too much.
Yeah.
Because you're like missing the essence of the burger.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I could taste the burger. I tasted the pork. I didn't really taste the fried egg too much, but like the yolk would come down in certain bites. So it's like it was there in hints.
See, I don't get a fried egg on a burger. I get like an over easy egg. If we're talking over easy, works on a burger. Fried egg, waste of everyone's time.
I would mostly agree with you, but there was a little bit of yolk that was still coming out, which made
it.
So
was it like, was it more like over medium?
I would say so. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was advertised as a fried egg, but I think over medium would be fair.
I'm a big over medium guy.
All right. You know, actually, I didn't like,
shout out to Nick Ray for putting me on to over medium because I had no idea what that was before him. Good man.
And I was going to say, you put me on to over easy. I didn't fuck with over easy until you put me on when I was like, I don't know, 12, 13. So you've been fucking with that for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. See, but over medium is tough. Like, not everyone gets over medium right. So you got to go to the right place to get an over medium egg.
I got to admit, though, I still like scrambled eggs.
I mean, it's scramble. It's situational, though. Like, on top of a burger, I'm not putting scrambled eggs on a burger. It doesn't make sense.
No, no. But, yo, anyway, back to the burger. Man, it just, it was unbelievable. Like I said, I almost always agree with you. Too many toppings can be a detrimental thing to the burger. I, myself, am more of a traditionalist when it comes to hamburgers and hot dogs. I'm good with a hamburger, cheese, maybe an egg on it, onions, tomatoes. You know, I don't go too crazy into it.
I mean, bro, you just named like 50 things on top of your burger.
No, but I mean, I don't have all those things on at once. Like, I might do like a hamburger with like ketchup, lettuce, and tomato, or I might do one with just the fried egg, cheese, and burger. Like, there's only a handful of toppings that I'll do because I don't want to take away from the flavor of the burger itself, especially if you season the burger properly. Like, when I make burgers at home, I go in. You know, I season the fuck out of those things. Like, I usually get some, like, onion powder, maybe a little bit of minced garlic, touch of salt, touch of black pepper, and then cheese. Out of this world. Like I said, it's got to be rare, though.
You know what I'm medium a big fan of on burgers?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
There's a couple variations of it, but, like...
Of the Chris Panic Burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hot pepper relish... Or jalapenos.
I'm a fan.
Either one of those. And give me something briny, like a pickle or something pickled. Mm. Either pickled onions or obviously sauteed onions. Like any variation of something briny, something regarding onions, and something with a little heat on my burger. Fucking phenomenal. Like a creamy cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm horned up.
Like a jalapeno Havarti, maybe.
No. My cheese has to be neutral. I don't want any flavor. I don't want fucking pepper jack. I don't want none of that
Chipotle
bullshit.
Cuda?
It's not, bro. If because then that's adding smoky, and I don't fucking need that.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. I just want. I want briny. I want a little because that vinegar cuts through, makes it nice, with a nice crunch from a pickle or. Or an onion. It's just so good. And the jalapeno heat. It's not overpowering, but it's good enough flavor.
I don't like... I mean, I like jalapenos. Don't get me wrong. I don't like them on burgers. It's the one, so like, good. For me, it's I put them on sandwiches. Obviously, I'll cook with them. I don't mind them on pizzas even, but I've never liked them on burgers.
See, I'm not doing jalapenos on my pizza.
Really?
I don't get it. Yeah, it's not for pizza. What?
Bro, everything's for pizza. Pizza's essentially just like a fucking vessel for you to put other food on. And
here's the thing. No. Here's the thing. I feel like...
Oh, here we go. We're going to talk about pizza again, and Season's going to get mad.
No. But just real quick, dude. When it comes to pizza, bro, if you're getting like a real pizza, like you go to a pizzeria and get a pizza, there shouldn't be many things on there. You got to keep that neutral. Domino's, Pizza Hut, any of those fuckboy pizza places, get as creative as you need to. That's where it makes sense. On a regular real pizza, it doesn't belong there. No.
On a regular real pizza, all I really get is mushrooms. Maybe I'll do mushrooms and onions, but usually I just cap it off at mushrooms.
Bro, I'm a big fan, and I'll never find this pizzeria. I have no idea what it was, who it was. So years ago, I went to... My father worked in these apartment buildings, you know, construction, whatever. They all got together one night to... It was over the Brooklyn waterfront. Nas did a concert with... what's his name? Who's the guy? Braids, Damian Marley, when they did the Distant Relatives album.
You loved that album.
No, I didn't love the album. I just love Nas, and I love the performance, because Damian Marley crushed it. Okay. Anyway, they ordered these fucking pizzas, bro. Let me tell you. They got one pie, bro, crumbled hot Italian sausage, bro. The best thing I've ever eaten in my life. The best thing. Hot crumbled Italian sausage. On a fucking pizza. You can't beat that.
Bro. You're going to hate me, but I don't like crumbled sausage.
We're not cousins anymore. Yeah, there's nothing. You mean nothing to me. You're dead. You're fucking dead to me.
I like feeling the snap of a sausage when I bite into it.
Yeah, but bro, when you're slicing it, you're still not getting a fucking snap on a pizza.
You get a slight snap. A slight snap, no, dude. Yeah, no, you do. Don't. Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, bro,
one time me and Charles went to go like find, bro, no one does crumbled sausage. No one. We looked all over. The best we could find was some shit pizzeria by me that did like crumbled sweet Italian sausage. Ugh. It was like, okay, but, right. No one does crumbled sausage. They all do the pre-sliced, already cooked sausage on their pizza. Fucking gross. Get the fuck out of here. Give me real fucking sausage.
Sausage. Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you, though, speaking of sausages. You want to talk about Funko Pops again?
Yeah, why not? I love Funko Pops, bro.
I don't know. Like, when we first had the conversation, like, we were collecting them, but, like, for some reason this week, like, I've been really, like, Funko Pop hungry, and I've just been looking at them more. I don't know.
Not to be that guy. You want me to be that guy?
I don't know what guy you're going to be, but yeah, go ahead.
Bro, everyone's all into Funko Pops now all of a sudden, but your boy has been on that Funko Pop wave way before everyone else.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, suddenly everybody's into Funko Pops, I don't like it anymore, and I was going to throw back at you, yeah, and you just spent like $40 on Funko Pops last week.
No, I'm still down. I'm all down. But who was doing it back in 2013? Nobody. Only your boy. I went to Comic-Con. I bought a couple fucking exclusives.
You know, I wanted to hop on that right around the same time. But my thing was, like, I'm collecting records and I'm collecting movies. Like, that's what I was collecting at the time. And I was like, I didn't want to add another thing to collect. You know what I mean?
But now you
like,
have.
Where am I going to get the space for it?
Well, actually, you but don't collect movies anymore because, like, if you did, we wouldn't be cousins.
Well, I still do, but it's not like I collect them year round. Stop. I might like on Christmas when they have sales, I might buy like three or four movies a year. But
for
remember, for
what reason?
I like to watch them sometimes.
It is a dead form of fucking media, bro.
You know what else is a dead form of media?
What?
What? Come on. What else is dead?
CDs.
No, vinyl fucking records.
No.
Who has vinyl?
Everyone. Okay.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. You know how I know vinyls are like everyone's got them? When Kevin King has a... Yup, there it is. When Kevin fucking King is out here collecting vinyls and getting record players, lame.
Come on.
Sorry, King, I love you, but you're not... Leave him alone. You're not, you know, Mr. Cool. You're not Mr. Trendsetter over here.
Listen, leave him alone. I got him something for his record player like 2 years ago, yeah. And then I lost it. And I never sent it to him, and I feel like a piece of shit.
What'd you get him?
A record, Matt.
Oh, I know what that is.
But, you know, I fucked up. I'm not a good friend to him. He asked me the other day when we're going to recording, or when we're going to be recording. He was looking forward to another
episode.
When
we're going to recording?
Yeah, bro. He was curious as to when we'd record. He missed us, bro.
I mean, I teased it on my Snapchat, so he probably found out already. What's the newest Funko Pop you bought?
Oh, Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, I don't know who that Park. Is.
Jeff Goldblum, bro.
Oh, I've never seen Jurassic Park. You know this.
I called you Brood.
Brood.
That's the new thing. Brood. It's bro and dude. Hey, Brood. Brood.
Brood. Brood.
Brood. Hey, Brood.
I've never seen that movie, so.
I think you'd like the first one. Don't think you'd like the second or the third one. I think you'd like the Jurassic World movies.
I have a feeling I wouldn't like any of them.
Bro, how many times? Bro,
think about
no, honestly.
Think
how about, many times no. have I been wrong about a movie that I recommended you? Name
bro,
one.
Think about this. Dinosaurs never existed.
Oh, I know, dude.
Bro, you know there's people who think dinosaurs don't exist?
I told you I dated a girl who didn't think dinosaurs existed.
I talked to a girl one time. I met her on Plenty of Fish. And she told me, whales. She told me, yeah, well, she was a fucking whale. No way. Oh, throw her back in the fucking ocean. Am I right? Oh, get your fucking harpoons.
Fucking orca whale, bitch.
She dead ass told me she didn't believe in dinosaurs, which is like probably the stupidest thing ever. Like, what do you think? These museums went out of it. A bunch of there's a job title, an occupation where people dig up fucking dinosaur bones. You think they do it for fucking shits and giggles?
Listen, I dated this girl only for a couple months, and we went to Disney together, and there's a I don't remember what it was. There's some ride there with dinosaurs. And as you're walking through the line, there's like the skeleton of a dinosaur, like dinosaur bones. I think it was of a T-Rex. And I said to her, because the thing was massive, I said to her, isn't it crazy how these things walk the earth? Like how big they are. Look at that. It's crazy, right? And she's like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, what don't you know? And she's like, I don't know if I believe that. And I was like, what do you mean? You don't believe what? She's like, I don't know if I believe in dinosaurs. And I said, what do you mean you don't?
Honestly,
those are things. Like, what do you mean you don't believe in dinosaurs?
Special kind of dumb fuck to not believe in dinosaurs. You gotta be.
Yo, here's the thing, though. She believes in God, but she didn't believe in dinosaurs. One, we have physical proof of. The other, we do not. So if you can believe in God, you can fucking believe in dinosaurs. How about that? How about that?
Wait, bro, you're lagging bad.
Is it bad? How bad?
Yeah, you're not even... I can't even hear you.
Really? There's no words
you're
coming out of my mouth?
You're just a lag pile. You're super laggy, dude.
Interesting. That's an interesting development.
Yeah, this is bad. This is really bad.
Yeah, I'm going to be really pissed if we can't record this episode.
John. Boop, 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 boop.
That's what it sounds like?
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Yo, it might honestly just be your computer.
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Dude, if you do that again, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to punch you right in your goddamn throat.
Don't stop.
Dude, there's legitimately
boop, boop,
no
beep,
lag.
Boop. I'm Jonathan. Boop, 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 boop.
There's no lag. The only lag is coming from your end.
What?
The only lag is coming from your end. I'm looking at the recording, and everything on my end is recording just fine.
Stop. Boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, lag, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Yo, if the rest of the episode just goes like this, with me talking to you like a normal human being, and then you beep booing me.
You're getting a little better.
What's that?
Getting a little better. You're getting a little better now. Now I could kind of hear you a little
bit. All right. We're not going to cut any of that out, by the way.
No, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
All right. Go fuck yourself, dude.
With your fucking $2 internet.
Yeah, dude.
But as I was saying, you really got to be a special kind of dumb fuck to think dinosaurs don't exist. Like
the autism level's got to be through the roof. Like, on a scale of 1 to KV, like, where do you think people
I'll take a flat earther. I'll take it. I'm not opposed to it. I get where they're coming from. I don't really, but I get it.
I don't.
To an extent, I've been explained their side of it. It's dumb.
Yeah, but the one thing with flat earthers, you can kill the argument with one line, one topic, I should say. Try walking to the end of the earth and see what happens.
Bro, of course. But like, hear me out.
You're just going to fall off into outer space?
Hear me out, bro.
I'm hearing you out.
Dinosaurs? These little
dinosaurs?
They're bones, bro. There's bones. We have bones.
I know that, dude. I know.
Like, technically, there's no proof of God. Technically, we don't know what the world is shaped like. Technically, if you think about it,
You get it? Because, like, we totally didn't go to the moon. You know, that was a conspiracy, man. I mean, and like, we filmed that in a Hollywood studio, man. If you really pay attention, man, you'll see. Like, look at the waves, man, in the flag. Like, there's no wind in outer space, man. So how did that flag do that, man? You know what I'm saying, man?
Bro, if you think about it,
well, I should have done it in that one accent that everybody thinks is funny. What the real stoner accent? Fuck.
What stoner accent?
Can we just re-record that?
No.
You know, like,
no.
Yeah, man, and like, totally, man. You know, the flag in outer space, man, is like doing the wave thing, man. Like, I could have done that accent.
Yeah,
Noah gets a kick out of that accent.
Do it in Russian. Do it in the Russian accent.
The Russian accent? Oh, that's tough.
Maybe.
Fuck.
Maybe we go to outer space, land on moon, maybe we don't. You know, the flag, you make it wave. If you ask me. It looked like shit. It looked like CGI to me. In Russia, we say flag have wave. Chances flag have designer behind computer screen.
Bro, oh, yo, you know what, dude? You know what I realized?
Why'd you call me Dud?
I said dude.
You know,
what dude. Up, Dud?
Listen, dude. We're at
all right,
the
Naruto
point,
Milk.
We're at the point of the year where things are, like, looking up and getting great. Baseball's almost over. Football season's back, like, officially. We have
basketball
our first
starts in a month.
Game. Yeah, basketball starts in a month. The NHL's coming back, man. Chell.
Oh, my God. You call it Chell, too?
Bro, here's the thing. Let's go, Islanders. I can't wait. This is our year, man. I know people think, oh, we lost Tavares. It's going to be a down year. Watch, bro. Watch. This year, bro. It's our year.
Name five positions in hockey.
Bro, there's a goalie. There's defense. There's
wing.
Defense.
Center. And there's offense.
Nah, bro. Bro, there's defenders like fucking soccer. There's the goalie,
yeah, there's right wings,
like soccer.
Left wing.
Yes, and then there's the center. Come on, bro. Don't fucking play me.
Yeah, okay, bro.
Bro, I'm all in on Chael, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Chael life.
You look like Chael. Alex Ovechkin.
yo, I mean, he's the GOAT. Yo, actually, I was told.
How is he a professional athlete and he has the body of a guy who drinks beer 24/7?
Does he? I don't know if that's accurate.
He doesn't have an ounce of muscle on his body. It's just, he looks like a guy who drinks beer all the time.
Those players are like supreme athletes. They're unbelievable.
Not him.
Bro, Leif Ovechkin.
Yo, remember when Cook tried to tell you that he was an athlete because you guys argued over Carmelo Anthony's physique?
Stop.
For his argument was that he was an athlete.
Bro, technically, if you think about it, Cook is an athlete. Like, if you really think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
No. Really think about it.
Yeah, I'm deep in thought right now, dude.
Bro, everyone will agree, but you got to think about it. It may not be there on the surface, but if you really, really think about it, Cook is an athlete.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Bro, just because somebody plays a sport doesn't mean they're an athlete.
Bro, what do you mean, Cook? Look at Cook.
Bro, stop.
What?
Bro, look at his body, Bo. Look at the physique, Bo.
Bro, he's an athlete.
Bro, he's an athlete. Chevy's an athlete. Kavaris is an athlete.
Juan KV's is an athlete. KV's a physical specimen. You watch your mouth.
KV's a physical specimen. What is he, Larry Johnson?
You're going to tell me he's not a physical specimen?
KV's built like SpongeBob with muscles.
Bro, look at that body on him, bro.
I'm not looking at KV's body.
I'll look at KV's body all day. It's a work of art.
Bro, remember when you used to tell me he was fat?
What happened?
You used to tell me that KV was fat.
When did I tell you KV was fat?
Years ago, like 2-3 years ago. And I was like, no, KV's like pretty ripped. He's like, is he?
Bro, but now he's all cut up.
He was always cut up.
No. Now he's really cut up.
Remember when he told us he was a hipster because he dressed in truck fit?
Yeah, he said he was a black hipster because he wore truck fit.
I don't think he knew what hipster meant.
Bro, here's the thing. He's a physical specimen. He's got the body of a black god.
Yo, you know what I've been loving lately? Him and Chevy going back and forth with each other. Like, it's getting hostile between those two.
Is it? Bro, I'm going to be real honest with you. Mm-hmm. I rarely ever check a group chat.
Oh, same here. I probably check two times more than you on average a week. At least I don't pull a Brett and like scroll all the way back over the last 3 weeks and then read everything and then respond to my three favorite things and then disappear again for 3 weeks.
I'm still waiting for Bert to respond about Nikki. Oh, that's another thing that's great about the world right now. We got Nikki Heaton boobs, full on, full frontal. It's a good day.
I don't know who that is. Like, I saw the video. I just don't know who that is.
Bro, how do you not know?
I don't know. Am I supposed to know? Who is she?
Bro, she pretends like she can sing. But she's more famous for, like, being hot. That's really it. Her and her manager are, like, I mean, they're both really fake. So much surgery between them. Very, very good-looking women.
Yo, how do you feel about people from Boston?
What?
How do you feel about people from Boston?
What does that have to do with anything?
I was just thinking, like, how do you feel about people from Boston?
Here's the thing. I don't know anyone from Boston. I don't know one person. I couldn't even tell you.
But just from the outside looking in.
But I'll say this. I'm from New York. I'm predisposed. Anyway, I'm predisposed to think that anyone from Boston is a piece of shit. So,
Tom Brady's a dick. He sucks. He's not handsome. There's nothing good about the city of Boston from an outsider's perspective.
I got to stop you real quick.
No. Let me finish my train of thought.
He's really good. Continue.
All right, that's fine. Anyway, I have no intention of ever visiting Boston. You know why? Because there is nothing exciting about Boston. Boston is like the East Coast version of Cleveland. There is nothing there worth seeing. Nothing. Oh, look, they got some history shit. Yeah, if I want to see cool historic things, I'm going to Philadelphia. You know why? Because Philadelphia probably has better food than Boston. Rocky is from Philadelphia. You know where Rocky's not from? Boston. Fuck Boston, dude. What, did I go in too much?
Whoa. Bro.
Yo, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but don't you think it's kind of unfair that the Power Rangers never got paid for what they did?
Paid how?
Just in general. I mean, these kids are high school kids, you know? And they're out here saving Angel Grove from, like, 800 feet, like, monsters, 800-foot monsters, I should say. Like, giant hourglasses and pocket mirrors destroying the city, knocking down buildings. And, like, these 15, 16-year-old kids get dressed up in these spandex costumes and go hand-to-hand with these monsters. And they get nothing out of it. You know, they're probably falling behind in their grades, number one. Number two, you know, the toll that has to take on your body, especially when you're still growing and you're still developing, it can't be healthy for you. And they're sitting here taking advice and orders from a fucking robot with dementia and a floating head.
And a floating head.
Like,
yeah.
First of all, let a floating head tell me what to do. I'd be so pissed. Number two, if I had to drive a giant T-Rex from one place to the next just to do battle with a giant mirror, you better fucking pay me a lot of money. You know what I mean? That's a hard job. Try to imagine driving a plane, right? Think about how difficult that must be. Now try to imagine driving a T-Rex.
Right. I think they got paid in like
Bitcoin?
Nah, just like paid in satisfaction that they get to see another day and save the lives of many, you know?
What's so great about Angel Grove that monsters wanted to destroy it all the time?
Bro, that's because they knew the Rangers were there.
Yeah, but that's like what came first, the chicken or the
egg? I feel like initially they were just trying to they just landed in Angel Grove. It just so happened that that's where they were fucking up. But yo, then question, once they found out the Rangers were there,
Rangers,
that's when it was like, oh, now we gotta fuck up Angel Grove.
Yeah, but another thing, how did Zordon know to build a command center in Angel Grove? How did he know that?
Technically, it wasn't in Angel Grove.
Where was it? It was on a rock by the beach.
Yeah, it was like in the middle of the desert, bro.
How do you know that desert's not a part of Angel Grove?
Because we all know Angel Grove is a thriving society built on luscious, luscious soil.
But then let me ask you this. How did the teenagers at Angel Grove High School know to build a martial arts area inside their gymnasium?
Bro, it's just ahead of
their gymnasium,
time,
their cafeteria. In their cafeteria, they had martial arts.
I know. I wish my cafeteria had martial arts.
Bro, and they had a smoothie lounge.
Yeah, bro, it was very, very, very hip. Very, very ahead of their time.
I just want to know, like, what they did in their off time, though. Like, when they weren't being
powerful. LeBron James' school is going to have a martial arts studio in the cafeteria and the smoothie lounge?
I would hope so. If he really gave a damn about these kids, he would put one there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Right, but back to what you were saying, in their off time?
Yeah.
I mean, they're young, you're probably discovering their bodies.
Maybe they're finger blasting off each other, smoking weed.
Yeah. Probably be so pissed. Imagine you're like, you're doing bad stuff with your friends. You're like smoking a blunt in like your friend's shed or something.
Mm-hmm. And looking at his stepdad's booby magazines.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you get beamed up.
Yeah, I know. It'd be awful. Or imagine this. Imagine you're trying to buy some weed and like a few people know you're a Power Ranger and like the guy you're trying to buy weed from is like, yo, you a narc? I know you're the Blue Ranger, bro. And like, what are you going to do at that point? Can't buy weed. Everybody knows you're a narc.
Yeah, but just because, bro, just because you're a Power Ranger doesn't mean you're like, you know, you're doing coke busts.
You don't know what they do.
Bro, when they're off duty, they're off duty. We all know that.
Listen, when you're a Power Ranger, duty never stops.
Maybe duty does stop.
Dude, imagine them showing up hungover to the command center. They're fucking pouring beer down the robot's fucking face. Ay, 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 ay.
And Zordon's just like, you guys can't do this. You gotta go save the world.
Zordon sucking his own, like, dick.
Bro, does Zordon have a dick?
I don't know. You remember when in the Power Ranger movie, I think it was Lord Zed, like, busted open his tube and you just see this just old, like, shriveled man? Yeah. Why did we only see his head? And then when you bust the shit open, it's just the body.
Bro, didn't you make him a meme when you nut but she keeps sucking?
Who, Zordon?
Yeah, Zordon laying in the bed. Didn't you do that?
I don't remember. Doesn't sound like something I did, but maybe I did. Sounds like something Frankie would do.
Probably.
Shout out to Frankie, by the way, for doing his stand-up comedy.
Bro, he's not bad. He's been, I've known about this for a very long time. I was sworn to secrecy. I've been encouraging him for maybe close to a year now to start his journey as a comedian. And he's been sending me, you know, I've got the beginning of the sets, like where he was kind of shitty, and I've been like helping him out. He's gotten better. He sounds pretty good.
I texted him yesterday. I texted him yesterday, and I was like, not all the jokes landed, and some of them I didn't even find funny. But that's, to me, that'll come in time. What he already has down is the timing and the delivery. That's, I think, as a comedian, like, well, not me as a comedian, but like when I'm watching comedians, like, all the successful ones, they may not be even super famous, but the ones who are performing regularly at least have those two things down. Because if you have your delivery down and you have your timing down, you can take a mediocre joke and turn it into a good joke. You can take a bad joke and turn
it. It's all about timing.
Yeah, so he's got that down. I think he's just going to perfect his craft a little bit, you know.
But that comes in time. He's been doing it for a couple months.
And I got to say, like, that, like, the reason I wanted to do a podcast is because I've always wanted to do stand-up. And I don't have the balls to do stand-up. I don't have the balls to tell jokes. I may not even have the frame of mind to perform or write that kind of material. I'm funny in a different way than Frankie is. I think I'm more funny conversationally. You know what I mean?
That's me. I could, like, I always say, I can't make funny happen. I just happen to be funny.
I can, look.
Like, it's just one of those
things. I can make funny happen.
Nah, I can't.
Like, that, for me, that's not really a problem at all. What's a problem for me is getting up in front of people, not knowing whether they'll laugh or not, and then still being able to do those things on command.
See, that don't bother me. I can't, like, I can't premeditate anything. Like, I can't go in and, like, have a plan. I just, I wing it. I'm very good at winging it.
I mean, there was a while I was writing jokes, and I think some of them were good, some of them not so good. And I think I could have put together a set worth of, like, 5-10 minutes. I don't think that would have been an issue. But think about comedians. They have to do that all the time and then continue to add more and more and more to their repertoire. And it's a tough job, and I think it could be really damaging to the ego if you go up there and, you know, like for me, and I'm sure it's the same for Frankie, your whole perception of yourself revolves around your sense of humor. You know, if you ask people what they think of me, they're like, oh, the goofy guy, the funny guy, the weird guy. And then when you take that persona on stage and people don't laugh at you, they don't like you, it's like, my fear is that I would start to question.
But you have to expect that, though. That's like,
well, no, yeah, I know. And that's what, like, I think mentally and emotionally, I'm too fragile for that shit.
And which, see, is, that's, you know, why I think Frankie's going to be very good at it. Because
Frankie doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't.
How many times over the last 10 years or so have we both told Frankie to shut the fuck up, that he's not funny, that he's annoying us, to leave us alone. And he doesn't listen because he doesn't care, and he keeps doing what he wants to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
It's the constantly, very thing that makes non-stop. Us hate him that also is going to make him really good at this.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna drive him to be like a, you know, a talented comedian, potentially.
And here's the thing. Even if he never really progresses past the stage he's at now, he's already accomplished more than probably anybody else would have given him credit for.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be able to go up and say, hey, I did this for 2 years. Or I did this for 6 months, however long he ends up doing it. Yeah, is this the nicest we've ever been to Frankie?
Oh, yeah, by far.
By far, right?
Well, here's the thing. I'm always nice to Frankie. That's my guy. That's definitely the nicest you've been to Frankie.
No, back in the day, I was very nice to Frankie for a very long time. I think him and I, we had not so much like a falling out, but like he became a different person. I became a different person. And
Frankie actually is the same person that he is when I first started talking to him when we were like 17.
I don't think so. I think he's a little bit different now, but maybe I'm different. Who knows? Anyway, so like it just, him and I didn't have much in common. And then he's so annoying on Xbox and PlayStation. Like when we play, he's so annoying.
Oh yeah.
But I tell people all the time, Frankie's so much better in person. Real life Frankie is infinitely better.
Yo, actually, real life Frankie is pretty unbeatable. He's a good dude. Good to have around.
Yeah, I would 100% agree.
Yo, and not a bad
PlayStation
dancer, surprisingly.
And Xbox Frankie? What's that?
I said, and not a bad dancer, surprisingly.
Well, he's Dominican. He's genetically predisposed to be able to dance.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
You think Kranz is a good dancer?
No.
No, I didn't
think
so either.
Kranz is good at anything.
I do. Uh-huh. First of all, I think Kranz has a great voice, and he should be doing a podcast or something. He's a great voice. Got to give him that.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
I think you're wrong there. I think Kranz has a great voice.
No.
There's got to be something you like about the guy.
No.
He's friendly.
He is. Yeah, he's like a good dude, but I'm just saying he's not. He has no talents. He's not good at anything.
He's good at being a good dude.
I guess.
Yeah. Do you think Kranz fucks a lot?
No.
No, really.
I mean, but when I mean, like in a relationship, Kranz, sure.
No, right? But like single Kranz, like when he's on the prowl. No.
Nope. Nope.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't think he fucks either.
Nope.
You think he has like vigorous sex or like very, you know, boring sex?
I don't know. It's a weird question to ask. It's a weird conversation to have. I don't know.
All right. Out of all your friends, who do you think is the biggest deviant?
Biggest deviant?
Yeah.
I can't.
Sexual.
I actually can't answer that question. Because I know who they are, but I can't blow up their spot.
Is it someone who listens to the podcast?
Sure. Yeah, probably. But, like, no. And it's no one you would know anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's no one you know, so.
Yeah. I'm going to say KV.
I know people that put KV to shame. I mean, not that they fuck as much as KV do. KV do. What kind of English am I speaking? Not that
KV
they
English.
Fuck as much as KV does, but...
No, KV's into some weird shit, man.
So are they.
Like, I want to bring him on just so he can talk about things, and I wish I would have saved some
of
this.
We have to have a KV episode.
Oh, I would love... The things this guy is into... I don't know if he's done these things in real life, but, like, when he's talking about, like, porn and stuff, like, the things he likes to watch, yo, it's disturbing. It, like, I'm very rarely, like, repulsed by things when people start talking about the kind of porn they watch. And you've told me some like really graphic shit over the years too. I'm sure I've told you graphic shit as well. But when KV starts talking about porn, dude, it's like a whole nother level, man. It's out there, man. Oh, shit. We should wrap up soon, but we forgot to tell people. We should have told them early in the episode. I guess the next episode, we're going to have DeMario on.
Is that going to be the next episode? Because last episode, we said it was going to be the next episode.
Yeah, but we had to get this squared away first. Hopefully, this episode posts correctly. If this posts correctly, then DeMario will be on the next episode. And then after that, Frankie has agreed to come on.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I spoke with him about it. He really wants to do it. So
I'm cool with that. I mean, you know, yeah. I always love having Demo around. So
yeah, I think we have two good, great guests. You know, DeMario is verified, which is awesome. DeMario definitely fucks, which is great.
DeMario and, definitely fucks.
Oh yeah, dude.
I'd actually be disappointed to find out that DeMario doesn't fuck.
Wait, he doesn't fuck?
No. I'm just saying, like, if the world is gonna fail me and DeMario goes, yeah, I don't really fuck, like, I'm very surprised and hurt.
I want DeMario to be on TV again, just so he can fuck more.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone deserves it, it's DeMario. It's a good dude.
After that nightmare that of fucking hell that he had to go through after The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, whatever it is, he even deserves all that, the fucking
good dude.
Yeah, but especially when like shitty things happen to you, like that did, like he deserves to fuck. Like,
yeah,
he deserves 100 fucks for the next 100 years, every day for the next 100 years, I should say.
That's a lot of stamina.
That's a lot of fucking. Yeah. Well, he deserves it.
You gotta have a lot of stamina for that.
And I think Frankie fucks. I've heard stories, so we're gonna have another guest who fucks.
Well, I mean, it's pushing it. You think we'll have Neezy on here?
At some point, I'd like to have Neil on. I you know who I kind of want on too? I kind of want Steve on, just so we can hear him like not talk for like 45 minutes and then say something and then not talk again.
You gotta get Steve drunk. If we get Steve drunk, he won't shut the fuck up.
Yo, why doesn't he read his text messages?
What do you mean?
In the group chat, it takes him like 8 hours to respond to something. Yo, my bad. I just woke up.
Well, yeah, that's...
Steve, it's 5 p.m. Yeah,
I mean, that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah. He's right. A fuck boy. So,
any other guests you want to have on?
I don't know. We'll take it as we go. I definitely would like to have Neezy on here. Actually, mm-hmm. Yo, I'd love to have King on here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. King would be great. You know, King would be really good. I know. I don't think he will. I'd like to have Kranz on sometime.
Yo, you know, be a sick idea if we like did a podcast with Kev and two mics or two Kevs and a mic, whatever they call themselves, both of them, and then we like do battle with them. We have like a debate or some shit.
Nah, I'm good. You lost me.
Why?
Two mics and a Kev or whatever the fuck it is.
Two mics and a Kev.
Yo. Yeah, I don't know why I just thought of this. Oops. I'm looking at my Glassjaw shirt, I think. That's why. And you know how I know I'm getting old? I went to the Glassjaw concert. By the way, one hell of a show. And remember when I saw them in December, I ended up leaving with a busted lip.
Right.
Fun show. Great. That's how you know you had a good time. This time I left no bruises, no busted lips. And I was in the pit for a while too. I left with shin splints, dude. I left a concert with shin splints.
Ooh, you're a fucking old piece of shit.
Well, no. See, here's the thing. I've always... have been prone ever since I was a kid to getting shin splints. So that's not too crazy. However, what is crazy is that when I get my shin splints, it's usually in one leg or the other. I had shin splints in both my legs, and both of them were so severe that towards the end of the day, as I was walking to my terminal at the airport, I was limping.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I'm old, dude.
You are old.
Anyway, I think we need to do our one segment, two more segments. Throwback jam of the day. I'm going to get it out of the way real quick. Mine, or this week, I should say, throwback jam of the week, was Frontin' by Pharrell. Hot Fire. Great song. I listened to it like 8 times today.
Throwback jam of the week. 100
yeah, what's yours?
100 clips. I'm from New York. New York.
All right. Cool. Good one. All right. Both great songs. Mid-2000s all the way. All right. You ready for the shout-outs?
Sure.
Who are you shouting out? What are you shouting out?
I'd like to shout out Jonathan Mendoza again. Nice gentleman.
You doing the Instagram thing?
Yeah, still thotting it up on Instagram, keeping it going. He's just a good man, big part of my life, and I just wanted to. I'm proud of him for becoming an EMT, one step further to.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations!
Yeah. He's doing his thing, man. We're really really out here in these streets trying to save lives. Love it.
It's funny, like we talked about it on the last episode that didn't get posted, that I friended him on Instagram maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, and he didn't post shit. He hasn't posted anything up until like the last month and a half. Now it's like all he does is post on Instagram. I've never seen someone post as much as he does. So
starts with that. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and my shout out is to. Two people, Kevin King and Rick. They have really been looking forward to a new episode. They are pretty loyal listeners to the podcast. That I didn't think we were going to get any, even though they're our friends, I didn't think anybody was going to be really listening to the podcast consistently. Yeah, but those two.
Cheval's been asking for it.
Yeah, we'd like to have him on as a guest.
We're just out here giving the people what the fuck they want.
Yeah. We are. We're good. We're good Samaritans. Yeah. We're givers.
Yeah. You know what? It's not even what you want. It's what you motherfuckers need. You need to hear me up in your ear, talking spicy, talking about nothing, wasting your damn time. You're welcome.
Remember when Dustin said like it was good, but it sounded like a phone call?
Yeah. Which is like every podcast ever.
Yo, I want to talk about this too. Real quick, while I have you.
Remember when Dustin didn't pull out? Good job, dude.
He had sex before he had sex. He splooged in someone. Yo, speaking of splooge and Dustin, did you listen to the new Basement song yet?
Nope.
All right, cool. All right. So then this ends episode 4 3/4. No, you're not going to say... You get your tag, your tagline, your punchline.
What's my tagline?
You know what it is.
Catch you on the flip side.
Come on, don't be a dick.
But bye.
All right, go fuck yourself.
What is it?
We'll save it for episode 6.
All right. Salutations.
Oh, you're a dick.